The pioneering Australian eye doctor Fred Hollows famously dedicated much of his life to wiping out the blinding disease trachoma, but two decades after his death, the task remains huge. Now an Indigenous health organisation is launching a program to wipe trachoma out by 2020. Australia is the only developed country in the world where trachoma is endemic, and it's only found in remote Indigenous communities. Health and Indigenous groups are in Alice Springs today to map out a plan across three states to eliminate the infection for good. Caroline Winter reports.
Trachoma is the world's leading cause of preventable blindness. The eye disease was eliminated from mainstream Australia a century ago, but it still exists in Indigenous communities.
It's concerning for the people who are going unnecessarily blind and the children who would be on that same escalator if we don't do something to intervene. And it's extraordinarily embarrassing for Australia in the international context when we look at the other developing countries that have been able to eliminate trachoma as well.
Professor Hugh Taylor is from Melbourne University's Indigenous Eye Health Unit. He's one of a number of health, Indigenous, government and not-for-profit representatives in Alice Springs today to discuss eliminating trachoma. He says efforts to rid the country of the blinding eye infection are working, but more needs to be done.
When the concerted commitment by the Australian government to eliminate trachoma started in Australia in 2009, the prevalence of trachoma in the children in the endemic areas was 14%. And the most recent figures we had for 2012 show that that's dropped down to 4%.
Trachoma is an infection that passes from one person to another, particularly among young children. Ongoing inflammation causes scarring, and over time that scarring forces the eyelid inwards, causing eyelashes to rub on the eye, resulting in blindness. Professor Taylor says trachoma thrives in areas with poor living conditions and poor community hygiene.
The living conditions in many of the Aboriginal communities are just so far below standard that it's devastating. And it's that poor living conditions that have allowed trachoma infection to continue to pass from one child to another and leads to this ongoing problem with blindness.
What's been done to date to obviously lower those numbers and try and eliminate the disease?
Well, we've been following the World Health Organization's safe strategy for trachoma control, and that's surgery for the internal eyelashes that cause blindness in older people, the use of antibiotic treatment to reduce the levels of infection, but with a particular emphasis on the F component, which is facial cleanliness. And so the message for the Aboriginal communities is clean faces, strong eyes, trying to make sure we keep every child's face clean.
Today's forum is aiming to engage Indigenous community leaders in South Australia, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. The Diamond Jubilee Trust Australia is convening the meeting. Major General Michael Jeffrey is chair of the Trust.
So what we want to do is to get the Indigenous communities to take ownership of a program that they will design and manage, and what we will do as a trust is to provide the resources that they need.
Those resources will include washing facilities, mirrors and clean water where it's needed. Major General Jeffrey says if the right model is implemented, it could be a blueprint for other programs.
I really want to see Aboriginal friends pick this up, run with it, do the job, beat it and take great pride in so doing, because I have a feeling that if this works properly just for trachoma, it may be extrapolable to other health service delivery areas.
Professor Taylor says government-funded programs do well with screening, antibiotics and surgery, but more work needs to be done at a community level on cleanliness and hygiene.
This attempt is to really bring in the communities. All right, guys, what do you see that we need to do? How can we help you finish the job?
How achievable is it to eliminate this disease from our Indigenous communities?
With a concerted effort, we could eliminate it in 3 or 4 years, I have absolutely no doubt.
Professor Hugh Taylor from Melbourne University's Indigenous Eye Health Unit, speaking to Caroline Winter.